Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X, live from the Roswell Infinity Studios at North Point Executive Suites. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Hey, John, how you doing?
Mike, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. That's a nice spiffy little name tag you got there.
You like that?
I do.
Yeah. I've got it on to remind myself who I am,
yeah.
but also to carry the flag, right?
Well,
the Business Radio X flag.
I thought you were about to say to remind me who you are as well, since...
Well, you called me Steven before we got on the air, and it kind of hurt my feelings, but I'm trying to get over that. But you didn't announce yourself as the award-winning Mike Salmon, and we're still in the month of October, so I think you need to put that out there, right?
Well, Gwinnett Business Radio X is award-winning, so it's not really just me. It's the whole team. Yeah.
I got you.
Gwinnett Chamber, Business of the Month. So one of these days we'll win something like that here in North Fulton.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
It's a matter of time.
Yep. We have some probably award-winning folks here in the studio, I'm guessing. But real quick, want to let you know that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they're dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. Our guest in the studio today from Morrow Family Medicine, Dr. Jim Morrow, from eTransform, Kimberly Graver, and Andy Jordan's here from the Milton Business Alliance. And we will start with the doctor, Dr. Jim Morrow, Morrow Family Medicine. Dr. Morrow, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Tell us all about your practice and what type of office you run over there.
Well, Morrow Family Medicine is a fairly typical family medicine primary care practice. We have two locations. The Cumming office has been open for 5.5 years. And our new location in Milton, right across from Fry's Electronics on Highway 9, has been open for right at 6 months now. We provide the entire gamut of primary care services and family medicine. We see illnesses, chronic care, complete physical, sports physicals, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes rechecks, that kind of thing. Just doing what we can to take the best care we can of people and, as we say, bring care back to healthcare.
Two great locations, only one of you. How do you do that?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have two doctors and one PA in the practice as well. So in Cumming, we have myself and Dr. Patrick Kendrigan. And in Milton, I'm there on Wednesdays, and Dr. Cheryl McGowan is there full-time as well. And then we have Jamie Cutter, the PA up in Cumming, who's been practicing with me for probably 15 years off and on.
Okay. Well, so Jim, tell me, how long have you been practicing and why family medicine?
Well, I've been doing this since 1985. I went to med school and residency and went back to my hometown of Greenville, South Carolina, and practiced for about 8 years, and then moved to Gwinnett, actually, speaking of Gwinnett Radio. Moved to Gwinnett in 1993, and in 98 moved to Cumming to open a satellite office for another practice at the time when Baptist Hospital System was building the Northside, what is now the Northside campus. We started there. I was actually the first doctor on that campus in November of 1998, and the practice just took off something wonderful. Several years later, I went out to do my own thing, and that's been 5.5 years ago. The practice in Cumming has been just ridiculous as far as growth. We've been blessed by the support of the people in the area. And because of that, we needed to expand. And so in April, we opened the office down here in Milton.
So, Mike, I may be ready to get Jim in trouble here because he's got to answer this question the right way. So how did you grow so rapidly to answer to open two offices? So tell me how that happened.
Well, the truth is I was blessed to have a following before I opened Morrow Family Medicine when I was with the former group after taking time off to wait out my non-compete. I came back, and we were really blessed to have people that would come back to us and see us. But really, another reason for that is that, unfortunately, in Forsyth County, there have been a large number of family doctors that have either quit or moved or just retired or quit taking insurance or gone concierge, partly because of their age, partly because of technology, and partly because of Obamacare. So there were an awful lot of patients in the area that were looking for a family doctor, and they found that they could come to us and get seen in a timely fashion. We have a walk-in hour every morning, 7:30 to 8:30, 5 days a week, and there's never a time you can't be seen. So if you've been accustomed to your doctor telling you on Monday that they'll see you on Thursday or Friday, you can come tomorrow, Family Medicine, you can be seen tomorrow morning.
So what I find interesting about you is you say, I'm just an old country doctor, but you go into your office and there's the latest and the greatest in terms of getting admitted, and the technology that you have is pretty impressive.
Well, I've been a geek my entire life. My wife can verify that for me. But we have been what you might refer to as a test kitchen for technology. I got involved in electronic health records back in 1998 and was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time pretty much nationally experimenting with electronic health records and the technology that goes along with it. So now today, you can check in on your phone before you ever get to the office. You can do an awful lot of the registration online. You're not handed a clipboard when you come in the office. You're handed a tablet to check in. And if you've entered information in the past, you don't have to enter it to give every single time you come in, which is a nice advantage. And I partner with anybody that's willing to partner with us. We've got a new technology we're looking at just this week where a company is going to put this in our office, and we're going to marry it with our electronic record and see if it does what they say it will do. And I'll do that with almost anybody and any time. And we've really added some interesting technology that way. So I am a country doctor at heart, but I'm a geek too. So I guess the two have to get married there at some point.
We're talking with Dr. Jim Morrow with Morrow Family Practice or Family Medicine here on North Fulton Business Radio. And you talked about branching out and starting your own business. So now you're not just a doctor anymore, Jim. You're a business owner. So I'm sure that had to be daunting. Talk about the decision to go out on your own and start your own practice.
Well, it has been interesting. It turns out it's a whole different world when you're not just making the widgets, but you're the foreman of the widget factory. And so, you know, being in the exam room all day long leaves little time sometimes to do the things that you have to do. But it's been a great experience. You know, it's a matter of getting there early and sometimes staying late and doing things on weekends and at night that have to do with the running of the business. Fortunately for me, I enjoy that part of it as much as I do the medicine. And so the fact that we've been able to grow and been able to make some changes and do some things has been an awful lot of fun for me.
John, I said before the show, maybe we've got some award-winning folks here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Well, we do, because Morrow Family Medicine has won some awards for your service. Congratulations on that. What is it about your practice that makes you different and outstanding?
I think one of the things that sets us apart is access. I mentioned that earlier. I've always believed that if you call the doctor on Monday and they tell you that they'll see you on Friday, you'll either be well or dead by then. And neither of those is good, one from a business standpoint, one from a healthcare standpoint. So I think access is everything in what we do. The other thing is we try to have a down-home sort of atmosphere. You know, we don't talk down to the patients. We don't chastise them more than we have to. We get them in and out and hopefully make them have a good time doing it.
So speaking of hardware, you are best of Forsyth for 2 years in a row. You've been named Small Business Person of Excellence for the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. So that has something to do with your patients, but I think it also has something to do with what you've done in the community, right? So talk a little bit about some of your community involvement.
Well, I appreciate that. And we have been blessed with people recognizing what we're trying to do. And that's been a wonderful thing. The community involvement really took off 4 years ago. To take a minute and tell a story, my wife of almost 3.5 years, Peggy, and I have known each other since the fourth grade, went to fourth grade, elementary, junior high school. That's how long ago it was. It was junior high school, not middle school. And graduated from high school in 1972. And for 40 years, we did not see each other, hear from each other, have anything to do with each other until 4 years ago at our 40th high school reunion. We reconnected, and 7 months later, we were married.
She had to make sure you were seasoned properly,
that's right?
Right.
Okay, that's exactly right. And so when we started seeing each other after the reunion, one of the first things she asked me on a trip down here one day was, well, what are you doing for the community? And I said, well, I thought to myself, well, I got this licked. I know I got this covered. And I said, well, I'm on several boards, and I'm on the team doctor for the high school, and I'm practicing good medicine. And she said, well, that's great. What are you doing for the community? And I thought, well, gee, I thought I answered that already. So we started talking, and we decided we should do something together for what was her new community and had been mine for a long time. And we decided we would try to raise some money and find somebody that needed it. And we put on a golf tournament. We found out there's a couple of thousand families in Forsyth County that don't have internet in their homes, which is obviously critical. If you're listening to this on the internet, you can appreciate that. And so we decided we'd have a golf tournament. Maybe we'd raise a couple of $3,000 and we could try to help them put internet in these kids' homes. Well, the first year we raised $30,000. And since then, we've raised, after 3 years, $120,000, and we'll probably raise another 30 or 35 this year. And so we're dwindling down that number with the help of the Forsyth County School Board. We're dwindling down the number of people, and that's really been our big push in the community. We started the Mara Community Foundation. It's now part of the North Georgia Community Foundation. We've just been doing everything we can to whittle away at that number and be sure that these kids have the opportunities that they deserve and that they need. There's a large pocket of generational poverty in Forsyth County, and if somebody doesn't do something to break the cycle that these families have been going through for all these years, then it just won't get done. So Peggy said to me, if not us, then who? So it looks like it's going to be us.
That's fantastic work. And Jim gets to go home tonight because he gave...
That was a great answer.
He gave his wife a great shout out. So that's good stuff there. So, but let's get back to your practice. Talk a little bit about what somebody needs to do to become a patient at Mara Family Medicine and why they should come to you.
Well, first off, being a patient at Mara Family Medicine is incredibly easy. You just decide that that's what you want, and then you are. So you don't have to get sick. You don't have to have a physical. You don't have to come in first. If you want us to be your doctor, just consider us your doctor. Next time you have a need, you call us instead of whoever else. So that's really pretty simple. Now, certainly we will want to get your records, and we can do that, and we'll want you to register, and we'll do that when you come. But you don't have to do anything to be a patient other than just the desire to be a patient.
So you've got one particular aspect of your practice, though, that I don't think you've mentioned, which is the early morning hour. Talk about that.
Well, ever since 1998, I've had or 1993, actually, I've had a walk-in hour every morning, 5 days a week, 7:30 to 8:30. And this is an opportunity where anyone who has a need can be seen. We don't put restrictions on how many people come. We don't put restrictions on why they come. We just say that if you feel the need, come on. I do usually tell people if you're going to come, come early, because it can get kind of ugly about 8:25, because we do get a large number of people sometimes. But that's an opportunity if you wake up and you have a rash that you need checked out, or you decide one night I need to get this sinus thing checked out, or I'm out of my blood pressure medicine, then all you have to do is come. And that goes back to access, because I firmly believe that if you don't have a physician or a group that you can get easy access to, they're just not doing you any good.
Jim, let me ask you a real quick question, not to get all political, but of course, the Affordable Care Act, some people that have never had insurance now have it. Some that had insurance can't afford it anymore. How has that affected your practice at all, your business?
Oh, it has, for a few reasons. One is that I'm not able to see some patients that I used to see because we're not able to get on the very limited plan that they might have chosen through the exchange. The biggest thing, though, is that I've probably got twice as many patients now that don't have insurance as I had before Obamacare. So the unintended consequence has been that people have lost their insurance coverage for a million different reasons, most of them green. We have a very, I think, low-cost, cash pay, uninsured fee schedule for people that are in that situation.
And out of curiosity, about how much would it be for someone?
$5 for an office visit.
Oh, not bad at all. Well, listen, Jim, for those that would like to look into your practice and maybe become a patient, again, give the locations and the website, any other information you'd like to share.
Well, it's Mara Family Medicine. In Cumming, we're on the Northside campus at 1400 Northside Forsyth Drive. We're in Suite 200. in Milton, we're right across the street from Fry's Electronics on Highway 9, right next to the car wash. Everybody knows the car wash. And that's in Milton, 3004. The phone number is the same for both, 770-781-8004. The website is www.morrowfammed.com. And on Twitter, we're at Dr. Jim Morrow.
Well, Jim, thanks for coming by and sharing the great work you do. And congratulations and thank you for all the work you do in the community as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Dr. Jim Morrow from Morrow Family Medicine.
So, Mike, let's talk about North Point Executive Suites. As they provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need, with flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
All right, John, our next guest here in the studio from eTransform, Kimberly Graver. Kimberly is the founder and CEO. Kimberly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here with so many great people.
You're talking about me too? Am I in that group?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wow.
Flattery will get her everywhere, won't it?
I know. We're going to talk to you longer than we talk to any of these other guys in the studio now. eTransform, tell us about your company. What does eTransform do?
So we are a small group engagement-based call center here in Georgia. Our mission is to redefine how organizations, both public and private, communicate with, interact with, and support their internal and external clientele. So essentially, we're a call center, but we like to use the word engagement a lot in what we describe because we believe that the industry needs to change, and we're on a mission to do that.
The word that popped out for me was redefine. How did it used to be, and what is it you guys are doing differently?
Well, I would say that if you talk to most people about their experience in calling a call center, a 1-800 number, generally, et cetera. And so we really believe our model, and from the perspective of we really engage our clients instead of just waiting for them to come in and need support. So essentially, the main reason why I think we're different is that we're proactive in the way that we support clientele versus reactive.
Another word that she brought up, engage. Hmm. How are you engaging?
So our external model is one that works with customers from day one of a purchase of a product or service. And so if you think about it, when you purchase something, it would be nice to know that everything's set up correctly and you're comfortable with. So we're making an outbound call on behalf of our client from a branding perspective out to their customers, making sure that everything's set up correctly, troubleshooting any potential issues, and then using that opportunity to develop a profile model of what that customer looks like. And so we know how they want to be communicated to, how often, what type of venue, what kind of information is important to them. And so if you think about it from a client's perspective, you're really owning that customer relationship. And so instead of just waiting for your customer to have a problem and call into your support center, now you're proactively reaching out to them. You're developing a relationship. They're going to respect and hopefully support your brand and be loyal. And it's a great experience for customers.
So, Kim, I'm guessing that the ideal customer for you is someone like a technology company, maybe that has a complex product that you really want to make sure that client is properly set up before they call you, and they're not real happy at them. Point, right?
Absolutely, John. So we do support any type of organization, but I would absolutely say that technology and engineering companies are a great fit for us. They have wonderful technology, they have wonderful products, but in many cases, they lack the service and follow through after the sale. And that's really where the customer is looking to have that support.
So how, we all have our perception of folks that work in call centers, right? That maybe they don't know everything there is to know about a product. And in fairness, we're talking about maybe complex products. How can you assure that client that you're working for that your folks know about the products that they're helping a client with?
Good question. First and foremost, it's about our people. We have a seventh generation online cognitive assessment solution that we use for hiring. So we make sure that we build a profile model for the specific customer that we're working with and the type of technology and or product that they have they need supported. So we're hiring the right person to begin with. The second piece of it is that we are all about technology and training. And so we have an online technology hybrid for all of our training, and our employees from day one of hiring go through extensive training. They're going to be assigned to an account. So they're actually an engagement specialist assigned to a specific company in a specific account. So it's a combination of using our internal training mechanisms along with, we really have a partnership mentality. So from day one with our client, we're building that relationship. We're understanding what's important to them from an education perspective. We learn all about their products and services. It's a combination of their knowledge base and our knowledge base. And then it's ongoing training. It can't happen in a day. It's something that has to happen every day. And so we have a lot of quality assurance measurements in place to make sure that the calls are quality. We're proactive in the type of reporting and analytics that we provide our customer. And then we're making tweaks as we go along to ensure that the level of support and the level of engagement that our employees are providing to our clients' customers is top notch.
Mike, something tells me that her people will know a whole lot more than I do when they call me, right? So
I'm not going to disagree with you, John. Not going to disagree. Not after what she just said. Very impressive. And I'm sure so, you know, our listeners here on Business Radio X, Kim, are business leaders, business executives, business owners. Their ears may have perked up with some of the things that you said. Who's your typical client, or who are some of the clients that you work with as far as types of industries?
So first and foremost, any company that is looking for a way to have a superior customer service support model is a potential client of ours. To give some examples, we've done business with a top-notch wireless carrier. I can't say the name, but you can imagine there's not that many of them. We've done troubleshooting. We have a troubleshooting model. We've saved that particular customer over $5 million a year by troubleshooting properly and engaging their customers the right way. We also have a recruiting company that we've worked with. We've increased their sales 80% year over year of their recruiting software in the wireless sector. We also we've done some political campaign work recently. And in that particular engagement opportunity, we were able to provide 150 leads in a two-week time frame, which, just to give you some idea, that was a 70% better performance in comparison to companies three times our size. So we really take pride in our work. We're all about setting expectations from a metric perspective and making sure there's a return on investment for our customers, because let's face it, we're all here to make money. And if our support isn't also driving revenue, then we don't think that it's a necessary part of our business.
Yeah, so let's dig a little bit deeper into that, Mike, because when you talk about some of the metrics that you mentioned, that I think gets the attention of our small business owners, right?
I heard something about an 80% increase.
Yeah, and $5 million savings, that got my attention, right?
You've been getting the attention of a lot of listeners this morning, yes.
Yeah, I think so. So talk about maybe the metrics that you talk to your clients about, what you're looking for. Are you looking for specific returns? Do you have specific goals that you're trying to get to with the campaigns that you work? I mean, how does that work?
So depending upon the client and their specific product is going to really determine the metrics that are important to them. I'm a business-minded person. So first and foremost, I want to understand their pain points. I want to understand where we can provide value and drive revenue. So the types of things that we're looking at is reducing returns. So depending upon if it's an actual product, increasing long lifetime customer value, which is a terminology that's very prevalent in the wireless sector. We want to make sure customers are happy and they stay in service as long as possible. And then in addition to that, we want to see customers renewing subscriptions. We want to see them purchasing additional products and services. So depending upon who we're working with, we set a baseline metric from day one, and then we're measuring up to that on a monthly basis and proactively providing results based on the particular metrics that are important to their business.
So given what it costs to acquire a new client, for most companies, you're saving them a lot of money, and that's how it adds up to figures like $5 million so quickly, right?
Absolutely. It's cost you 10 times more money to acquire a new customer than it does to retain one. Unfortunately, we don't always spend the money on our existing customers, but I believe that you can do that the right way and drive revenue with your existing customer base.
So tell us about the kind of client that you work with in terms of size, because I'm sure that we've got some small business owners sitting out there that have got their attention has really riveted on some of the savings that you provide. But what size companies that do you deal with?
So we deal with anyone, any size company, frankly. So as small as we have a program that will enable you to use a part-time customer engagement specialist. So let's say you're a very small business, you have less than 5 employees, but you know you want to engage with your customers the right way. Well, we can be flexible and provide you a part-time model. On up to, we've worked with Fortune 500 companies. Really what's key for us is matching our solution to the particular customer that we're working with. We have a hybrid remote program, and what that means is we do have a brick and mortar here in Georgia, but our employees work from home 3 days a week and in the office 2 days a week. So that gives us a vast amount of bandwidth from a scalability perspective in how we support our customers. It also, just to add, really engages our employees, because if you think about it, you live in the Atlanta area, everyone's dealing with traffic. So to know that 3 days a week, I can just roll out of bed, get ready, and go to work, and then my family time is truly my family time when I'm done working, goes a long way to creating employee loyalty. And of course, the more loyal our employees are, the better they're going to service our clients.
Wait a minute. You're telling me these are people in this area? We're not calling some foreign country, getting someone that we can barely understand who has no idea what they're talking about. Is that what you're telling me, Kimberly?
I'm telling you, you're calling the United States here and local Georgia employees who, in most cases, were born and raised. So we're bringing jobs to Georgia in addition to supporting our local community.
All right. Before we ask you to give us all the contact information, because I'm sure a lot of folks want to reach out to you, is there anything else that we need to know about eTransform?
Well, we're women-owned and women-led, and that's important to some people from a spending perspective. We have a very diverse workforce, and I would say that the thing we're most proud of is what the E in eTransform stands for, and that's execute. We do our best to execute properly on every part of our business, and if you visit our website, you'll see that there's a lot of E-words, strong E-words used on that website. That's because we believe in making sure that in every part of our business, we're executing on all cylinders.
Excellent. There was an E-word for you.
Oh, that was clever.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. It's right here on the sheet.
Oh, wow. You're really on top of it today, pal.
I am. Kimberly Graver, eTransform. She's the founder and CEO. For those that would like to find out more, give the website any contact information you want to share as well.
So please visit our website, and it's newly branded. We just launched a new branding campaign, so I'm very excited. It's www.e-transform.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn and our Facebook site as well.
Great. Congratulations on all your success. Thank you for coming and joining us here in the studio.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Mike Fairtech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Fairtech offers a 100% guarantee on all Fairtech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit Fairtech.com. That's Fairtech.com.
All right, John, we're out of time. Great show. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm just giving Andy a hard time here. Andy Jordan, also in the studio with us, representing Milton Business Alliance, but we kind of know you from another walk of life. Talk about your day job and then tell us about the Milton Business Alliance, Andy.
Well, thank you, Mike and John. It's really great to be here this morning. I am the Senior Vice President, Senior Lending Officer for Providence Bank, and my day job involves cultivating new clients for the bank. We're a local community bank based right here in Milton, chartered here in Milton and Alpharetta. So I go out on the street and find people that need money and try to lend them that money for their business needs, their lines of credit, purchasing buildings, constructing things. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy what I do.
So for you to be the chairman of the Milton Business Alliance just kind of falls right in line of what you want to be doing anyway. Talk about this organization.
Well, the Milton Business Alliance was established in 2006 by some local business owners that felt like the business people in Milton needed a better voice, a stronger voice. So they were faced with a little bit of a challenge, and they organized and spent a lot of time developing this organization. It's currently a 501c3, It's a non-adversarial group, so we're not out there to beat the city up or cause any problems for anybody. But we are out there to advocate business for Milton business owners and people that are coming into the community that are interested in doing business here.
And this is not a derogatory against Milton or anything. I mean, I went to Milton High School, so I know the area real well. But is there a Big Brother type scenario? Because Alpharetta is so huge and so successful. Is there that, you know, Milton feels like there maybe we're, you know, we got to step it up a little bit ourselves?
I think so. The city of Milton was established 9 years ago, yeah, so we're hitting our 10-year anniversary as a city, as an organized city. But the Milton Business Alliance, it sometimes feels like a little brother to the Alpharetta groups, and they're much bigger, a lot more population in those areas. So, but the difference between us and some of the Alpharetta groups is the people in Milton are very close knit. They get to know each other really well, more on a personal level than on a, it's kind of a networking group. It's a business advocacy group, but people get to know each other really well. And so that's the thing that I've taken away from the Milton Business Alliance is you want to do business with people that you like doing business with and like talking to and being around. And the Milton Business Alliance gives you the chance to do that, is to get to know people at that level and then decide, hey, that's a guy I want to bank with, or that's a person I want to buy a sign from, or that's a person that I want to do business with.
So Andy, talk about some of the details, like who's eligible for membership, what does it cost, maybe some of the activities that the Milton Business Alliance holds every month.
Certainly. The Milton Business Alliance is an inexpensive group to join. It's $100 a year. That includes all your meeting fees. You join online. You go to our website, www.miltonbusinessalliance.com. There's a lot of information there about the business itself, or the organization itself, the mission statement, objectives, things like that. We meet once a month, every month, except for July, November, and December. And so we just held our last meeting in October at the Old Blind Dog in Crabapple. We had U.S. Congressman Tom Price, who's from the 6th District, our district, there to speak to us about matters that were important to the business members and give us an update from Washington. We don't have any more meetings scheduled for this year, but the good thing about being on the radio show right now is we do have the holiday party coming up. So the reason we don't meet in November, December is because we take off for the holidays, and we do have a holiday gathering to celebrate the year and the end of the year. And so that'll be held in early December. And if you join the Milton Business Alliance right now, you can actually join us for that holiday party and enjoy that, get to meet people in a social setting rather than in a business networking type environment.
So Andy, talk though, I mean, there's a bottom line to this for everybody in terms of why they joined particular business groups. Maybe you can talk about it from your perspective, how being a part of the Milton Business Alliance has helped your business.
Absolutely. So I was originally based, I've lived in Milton since 2003. I originally worked in Cherokee County. So in 2008, I changed the bank that I worked for and started working for Providence. And shortly thereafter, I moved to the Alpharetta location. So although I'd lived here for years, I had not done business in this community. So I went to the guy that I work with, Brad Cerf, the CEO and president of the bank. And I said, you know, what's a good way to get plugged into the community? They were already involved in the Rotary and Kiwanis and some of the other typical civic groups. He mentioned the Milton Business Alliance and put me in touch with Lauren Holmes, who's one of the founding members and directors. And so I spoke with Lauren. She invited me to a meeting. I went and I really liked it. And so I got involved in the group, became a member. Shortly after that, I got involved in the membership drive, so trying to bring new members in. I ended up on the board in that capacity. And then 2 years ago, I took over as the chairman of the group. So what it allowed me to do, it allowed me to get plugged into the Milton business community quickly and at a deeper level than you would normally have if you just went to a networking environment where you meet somebody and talk to them for 5 minutes and that's the end of it. So a lot of these people that I've met, I've developed, I believe, lifelong friendships with that, you know, business comes and goes, but friends are forever, and some of these people are people that I'll know forever. So it's a great environment to meet people, cultivate relationships, and as a result, it's been a great environment for us to develop business. I've referred a lot of business to people in the Milton Business Alliance, and I've had a lot of people that come and do business with me or refer people to me for our services and products.
We're talking with Andy Jordan. He's here representing Milton Business Alliance. And you talk about the warmness and the relationships. And I had a chance to actually go to your Milton Business Alliance meeting last week. Could not stay long, unfortunately, but just walking through the door, you kind of feel that sense of family. I don't even know how to say it. It did feel different. So I'll give you that as well. But as we look at the Milton Business Alliance, short-term goals and long-term goals as we look forward, what are some of the plans for the organization?
Well, like I said, we have the holiday party coming up. One of our long-term goals is to grow the organization. There's a lot of businesses in Milton they aren't aware of the Milton Business Alliance. They haven't become members. So being on the radio show today, hopefully they'll get the word out that this is a great group to join. We have 77 members. I'd love to see this group at 150, 200 members in the next 3 to 5 years. And I think that's easily attainable. We have some cool things coming up. We started 2 years ago doing the annual State of the City address. So Milton Mayor Joe Lockwood in January will address our group, talk about some of the accomplishments the city's had in 2016 and talk about what's coming up in 2017. Then February, we have our joint meeting with the ABA, the Alpharetta Business Association. Because these communities are so close to each other, a lot of us do business in both communities and do business with a lot of people in both communities. And so this is an opportunity for us to network together, the Milton group and the Alpharetta group, get to know each other. And this has become an annual thing also. It's been very successful. We had a great meeting last year, and we're looking forward to that in February.
So this is not like West Side Story with the Jets and the Sharks. I mean, you can be a part of the Alpharetta Business Association and still be part of the Milton Business Alliance. You're okay with all that stuff?
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure.
I'm actually a member of both, and the okay. Alpharetta Business Association is a fantastic group, and John's also a member.
Absolutely. I'm a member of both, so... Yeah.
I just don't want to see any rumbles in the streets, you know, of Milton or Alpharetta.
I think maybe the politicians dominate these discussions too many times, but the business people, they find it easy to cross lines, right, Andy?
Absolutely. There's plenty of business around for everybody. And so we actually work to encourage each other and to work with each other, try to grow each other's businesses. And if you do that, the community thrives.
Membership costs.
$100 a year. That includes your meeting fees. It used to be a little bit less, but we charged you at the door. So now you pay $100. That gets you 9 meetings. And so usually we have nice appetizers and drinks and sometimes even adult beverages in our meetings. And so it's really inexpensive.
How do you pay your bills? I would eat $100 worth of food in those 9 meetings.
That's why you haven't been invited, Mike.
That's why I came the one time. And
that's right.
No one's invited me back since.
That's right.
That's incredibly reasonable.
It's a great price.
Yes.
And it's a great opportunity. So if you want to get plugged into the Milton Business Alliance and the Milton community in general, the business community, this is a great way to do it. It's a good way to get your name out there, meet people, and develop relationships.
And this is not one of those closed networking groups where you can only have one doctor in one radio studio and one, or it's open to everybody.
It is originally a requirement of being in the Milton Business Alliance was you either had to own or operate a business in the city of Milton, or you had to be a resident. The board's anxious to grow the group. And so if you're someone that say is a representative that handles the Milton area, we certainly would consider membership for that. If you're moving your business to Milton, please call us or visit the website and get in touch with us. And if you're a resident of Milton and you're just business-minded or interested in what's going on in the business community, you're certainly welcome to join.
Let me make sure I'm clear, Andy. If I own a business in Cumming or Alpharetta or something, but I can service people in Milton, am I eligible to join?
It's under board approval.
Okay,
one of the beauties of the Milton Business Alliance has been that the people that are involved in the group have a vested interest in the community. So what we don't want to do is have a bunch of, and no offense to anybody, car salesmen, insurance salesmen, or whatever, come in and create the sales environment at these meetings. It's more of a, look, I do business here, I own a business here, I run a business here, and you do too. And so there's a certain common ground that you get from that. Kind of that vested interest. So if you're someone that handles the Milton market, certainly approach us. Be glad to talk to you about it and see what we can do to help you.
I think that made it even more attractive organization. I like that philosophy. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. The $1 million question. To find out more information, if you want to look into joining, where can they get all the information?
If you're interested in joining us, the best place to get information is online at www.miltonbusinessalliance.com. There's information there on the group, our objectives, our mission statement, how to join, the cost associated with it, different types of membership. And there's also helpful information on that website for businesses. So some of our members actually contribute to the website to put information on there that they think business owners would enjoy reading and would be find useful.
And since we like you, we'll let you go ahead and get a plug in for Providence Bank again, maybe the website.
Yes, Providence Bank. Come see us at providencebankga.com. Make sure you put the GA in it or you won't get to us. And our number is 678-624-BANK, 2265. You can reach me at ajordan@providencebankga.com. Would love to hear from you. We're looking for relationships, just like we find in the Milton Business Alliance. And Providence Bank, like all good community banks, is FDIC insured and is an equal housing lender.
Well, and Mike, I think there was an award that just came across the wire for Providence Bank, right? So we need to get that in there real quick.
We did. We're really proud. We just got voted Best of North Fulton, South Forsyth for the Appen Media Group annual campaign. So we've never entered that. We entered it this year. My understanding is we won by a landslide. So very happy to have that honor. We'll be accepting that award at the gala in November.
Congratulations on that, Andy.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, yeah, congratulations. Maybe I'll get invited to one of these Milton Business Alliance meetings again sometime if I play my cards right.
It depends on how much you eat.
You have an open invitation, Mike.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. Andy Jordan with the Milton Business Alliance. Also, our thanks to Kimberly Graver with eTransform and Dr. Jim Morrow with Morrow Family Medicine. Real quick, want to let you know about Apex Signs and Graphics as we look at this wall here. It has Roswell Infinity all over the wall, and that's courtesy of Apex Signs and Graphics. They provide unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, Gwinnett, Milton, everywhere. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. They got the GA in there too, just like Providence Bank.
Absolutely. And Dr. Morrow just told us before we went on air that Apex did their sign. So Apex does a good job.
All right, real quick, I wasn't sure whether I wanted to kind of mention this or not, but I will because I know a lot of folks listen to the podcast. But for those that are listening to the live show or get to listen to the show over the next couple of days, we've got our Alpharetta Business Alliance meeting that we're hosting here at Business Radio X this Thursday, October something, whatever it might be.
October the 27th.
Okay, so if you're listening before October 27th,
yep.
Come on by and find out more about the Alpharetta Business Alliance.
Come on and find out more about ABA and Business Radio X and North Point Executive Suites. And our food sponsor is Humble Pie Pizza, thanks to Alec and his folks at Humble Pie Pizza.
It's worth coming just to get some of that pizza.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Can you see that I have this thing about food? It's amazing. Want to thank everybody, Trey Odom, our producer as well, for helping us out and joining us. And a reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, by going to North Fulton Business Radio X. .com. You can watch us or follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter or vice versa. I don't know. You like, follow. I get that all confused.
But
share love, whatever. Yeah. Love. Exactly. Our Twitter is North Fulton BRX and our Facebook is North Fulton Business Radio X. Until next time, for John Ray and Trey and the rest of the crew, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.